Hey there, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Game one of the week in the series was lopsided, but after that, low scores all around. More importantly, Marlins wins all around. Glenn Geffner has Thursday's Rewind.
Well, a big win for the Marlins tonight, a big series win, as they beat the Pirates 4-3 in 12 innings, and they take 3 of 4 from this Pittsburgh team, which has played in the postseason each of the last 3 years. Pirates playing good baseball here in 2016, but the Marlins, after dropping game one on Monday night, storm back to win Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, each game in dramatic fashion. It was Christian Yelich with a walk-off double to win it in the bottom half of the 12th inning. Yelly the hero tonight. Yelly standing by downstairs with our Kyle Seeloff.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Down here with tonight's hero, Christian Yelich. Yelly, we'll let you go dry off your full of Gatorade. I know I ask you all the time, man, but what are you looking to do in that situation?
Just put a good swing on a ball. You know, we've been battling all night. We were able to keep it close. Witt was able to pitch 3 solid innings for us and keep us in it. And, you know, we were able to push one across.
What do wins mean like this for a ball club, though? You let it get away in the ninth inning, but you come back, you win, you take 3 of 4 from this team.
Yeah, you know, it's a good ball club, and they've been a good ball club for the last few years. And, you know, for us to play them tough this series, especially after losing, you know, the first one, is big for us, and we just need to continue to build on it.
How about the starting pitching the last couple of days, Christian? Before we let you go upstairs, a couple of no-hitters taken deep into ball games. The starting staff has been terrific.
Yeah, you know, starting pitching sets the tone for the day. And, you know, for those guys to give us solid outings is huge, and, you know, that's the makings of winning ball club.
You're the man. Go dry off. Celebrate.
You got it. Thank you.
Let's go back upstairs. Yeah.
All right, Kyle, thanks a lot. Christian Yelich, the star of the ball game tonight, but a lot happened before we got to the bottom of the 12th, so let's take you through this one. The Marlins and the Pirates closing out this four-game series. It had been a very highly contested series coming in this ball game, no exception. Wei-Yin Chen and Juan Nicasio were the starting pitchers, and Chen brought his A-game tonight. He worked a 1-2-3 first inning, and he would keep the Pirates out of the hit column until inning number 7. He got some defensive help, though, in the second inning when, for the only time in the ballgame, his control got away from him a little bit with one out in the second. He hit Francisco Cervelli with a pitch. He then got Starling Marte to ground to short, but with two down, back-to-back walks, Jordy Mercer and Matt Joyce had loaded the bases. The Pirates had a chance to take an early second-inning lead. Bases full, two outs. Juan Nicasio, the pitcher, at the plate.
The pitch. A ball lined out toward right center, and Ichiro dives, and Ichiro caught the ball. Oh, they're probably going to ask for a review on this, but the first base umpire, the crew chief, Jim Joyce, went out there, took a look, and ruled that that ball was caught, and you know what? He made the right call. That ball was caught. Great job by Ichiro to save a big situation for Wei-Yin Chen.
Yeah, Ichiro saved 2, maybe 3 runs with that catch. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. In the bottom of the second, Miami would try to strike first with one out. Danny Echeverria tripled to right center field. Marlins had a man at third for Miguel Rojas.
Here's the pitch. Squeezes on. Here's the bunt. First base side. Home to score. Echeverria throw to first. Out. Marlins lead 1-0. Rojas squeezes the run in. Echeverria scoring from third base.
The suicide squeeze executed to perfection. Marlins had the lead after Chen set down the side in order in the top of the third. Marlins extended the advantage in the bottom of the third. Ichiro with leadoff single, career hit number 2964. That moved him past Hall of Famer Sam Crawford alone into 31st place in the all-time list. But Martin Prado then hit a fly ball to right. That was the first out in the third inning. Christian Yelich followed with a single, the second of his 3 hits in this ball game. Marlins had 2 men on with 1 out for Giancarlo Stanton. The pitch to Giancarlo is lined to right. That's a fair ball down the line. Joyce over, cuts it off on the warning track. Ichiro's going to score. Yelich to third. He'll be held there on a double by Stanton, and Miami opens up a 2-0 lead. And with second and third, 1 out, the Pirates opted to intentionally walk the lefty Justin Bour to instead take a shot with the right-hander, JT Realmuto, coming up next. JT steps in, and he hits a fly ball to center. McCutcheon, drifting into right center, is under it, makes the catch. Runner tags. Yelich coming home. Stanton to third, throws to third base, and it's not in time. Sack fly for JT, and a 3-0 lead for the Marlins. 3-0 into the fourth inning. At that point, Wei-Yin Chen still had not allowed a hit. He got another defensive assist from Ichiro, leading off the fourth, Jung Ho Gung. 3-2 to Gung is in near to center field. Hit it well. Ichiro backing up onto the track. And right in front of the wall, he leaps up, and he makes another great catch. Second in the game by Ichiro. And it would be a 1-2-3 fourth for Chen, a perfect fifth for Chen. He'd retire the top three men in the lineup, 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. And we went to the seventh inning in this ball game. The Marlins leading the Pirates 3-0. Juan Nicasio done after six. Six hits, three runs all earned. He walked three, struck out four for the Pirates. 103 pitches, 66 strikes. Chen was out there to start the seventh and not allowed a hit until a 3-1 pitch to the leadoff man in that seventh inning, Jung Ho Gung, and Gung doubled to left. And just like that, the Pirates had a hit and they had a chance to cut into the lead. When catcher Chris Stewart walked, there were two Pirates on with nobody out in the seventh inning. Chen was up to 100 pitches, and Chen's night was over at that point with the tying man coming up. Dustin McGowan came into the ball game, and he got Starling Marte to line to right for the first out. On the very next pitch, Jordy Mercer popped foul to the first baseman Bohr for the second out, so McGowan looked like he might get out of the inning. Two on, two outs with a 3-0 lead facing the number 8 hitter Matt Joyce. There they go, the 3-2. Ripped to right, Stanton racing over, and it's over his head. Going to go to the wall. Gung scores. Stewart waved at third. He's coming home. Rojas the relay. Not in time. It's a two-run double on a 3-2 two-out pitch from Matt Joyce. And we've got a ball game. Marlins 3 and Pittsburgh 2. Pirates have the tying man at second with two outs. The Marlins at that point intentionally walked pinch hitter Gregory Polanco, the lefty, to go after the right-hander Josh Harrison. And McGowan able to strike Harrison out to get through the seventh. Marlins still up 3-2. Miami had a chance, a couple men on in the bottom of the seventh, but Justin Bohr grounded out to end that threat. Then in the eighth, McGowan still out there, allowed a leadoff double to Sean Rodriguez. Then he hit David Freese with a pitch, and the Pirates down a run, had runners at first and second with nobody out in the eighth inning. McGowan came back to strike out Jung Ho Gung, and then with one out, went after the catcher Chris Stewart. 1-1 pitch, chopper wide of third, Prado has it, goes down to second for one, back to first, that's a double play! Close at first base, Stewart's out, and McGowan and the Marlins are out of the inning. Terrific turn by Prado and Rojas on a ball that wasn't hit particularly hard, and it wasn't hit right at Prado, had to go get it to his left, but Rojas with a quick turn, and they double the catcher up at first base to get through the eighth, still Miami 3. And Pittsburgh, too, with A.J. Ramos unavailable, having thrown here the last two nights, with David Phelps unavailable, having also pitched here the last two nights. Kyle Bearclaw got the call in the ninth inning. He had had 28 minor league saves, never won in the big leagues. Bearclaw had a rough outing here last night, got the first man. He got Starling Marte to bounce to second, but then he hit Jordy Mercer with a pitch with one out in the ninth inning. Tying man was on. He struck out Matt Joyce for the second out. But with John Jaso at the plate, Bearclaw then uncorked a wild pitch, so the tying man was at second with two outs, top of the ninth. The count went full to Jaso.
Tying run at second. Bearclaw deals. Jaso swings and a ground ball. Base hit out into right center. That's going to tie the game. A 3-2 pitch grounded through the right side to the right of Miguel Rojas. And Jaso comes through for the Pirates and ties the game with a two-out, 3-2 single. And we're tied at three in the ninth.
So a blown save for Bearclaw. No win for Wei-Yin Chen. Third start in row, Chen left with the lead, only to see the bullpen blow a save behind him. Chen tonight, six innings plus, one hit, two runs, walked three, struck out five, hit a man, 300 pitches, 64 strikes. Bearclaw got out of the ninth inning in a 3-3 game in the Marlins' half of the ninth, facing Neftali Feliz. Miami went down 1-2-3, so he went to extra innings, which is the third time this season. Nick Whitgren came on to pitch the 10th inning, set down the Pirates in order. In the bottom of the 10th, A.J. Shugel out of the bullpen for Pittsburgh, and he worked a 1-2-3 inning, so he went to the 11th. Whitgren struck out two in a 1-2-3 11th inning, and then Shugel with two strikeouts and a perfect bottom of the 11th. So he went to the 12th. Whitgren out there for third inning. He had completed three innings only twice in his entire professional career, twice in AAA last year for New Orleans, but he got through three tonight. He pitched a perfect 12th inning, retiring Jaso, Harrison, and Rodriguez. So Whitgren, three perfect innings, three strikeouts, 34 pitches, 24 strikes. He's a hero in this ballgame for the Marlins because he got this game to the bottom of the 12th still tied at three. A.J. Shugel stayed out there for his third inning of work. Shugel got the first man, pinch hitter Cole Gillespie, on a fly ball to right. He then walked Ichiro, who was on for the fourth time in the game. Ichiro would be erased on a fielder's choice ground ball off the bat of Martin Prado. So two outs. Prado was at first base, and Christian Yelich had a chance to be a hero. 1-0 is driven to the gap in right center field. It's hit well. It's up against the wall. Extra bases. Around third, racing for home, Prado, and there won't be a throw. The Marlins walk it off. It took 12 long innings, but for the first time this year, the Marlins are walk-off winners. They win this series 3-1. The Marlins again move 4 games over .500. They are 29-25 after an impressive series victory over these Pittsburgh Pirates. For the Marlins, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 9 men left. For the Pirates, 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They leave 8. Nick Whitgren, the winner, his first big league win. What a job. 3 perfect innings in essentially a sudden death type situation. He's 1-0. A.J. Shugel, the loser, 1-2. For Christian Yelich, his 4th career walk-off hit tonight. For the Marlins, their first walk-off win of 2016. Marlins with the victory at 29-25, now 13-14 at home after they had started 1-7 here at Marlins Park. Time of the game, 3 hours 54 minutes, and a crowd of 19,907 goes home happy.
The Marlins won 3 in a row to finish off the Pirates, and the extra innings hero Thursday discussed the team's bounce back after Monday.
Yeah, you know, it's a good ball club, and they've been a good ball club for the last few years. And, you know, for us to play them tough this series, especially after losing, you know, the first one is big for us, and we just need to continue to build on it.
Now a new series to begin, and a fun weekend 3-gamer against the team from New York. Today, the Marlins meet the Mets at home for the first time this year. And with that, today's bonus code is not meet the Mets, but beat the Mets. Learn more at marlins.com/fishfamily. 6:40 airtime for Kyle Seeloff and Marlins on Deck. Hall of Famer Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner start the weekend at 7:10 on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.